Chapter 5. Monday, October 1st, and Wednesday, October 3rd.
Bronwyn, Monday, 7:30 a.m. I have a meeting before school with my lawyer. She's called Robin Stafford, and my father says she's brilliant. She sits opposite my parents and me, and says warmly, "It's good to meet you, Bronwyn." We shake hands. "I'm not sure the police believe the four of you planned this together," she says. "But I think they're trying to shock one of you into giving useful information. This means they don't have any real evidence. So, if all your stories stay the same, I believe they'll decide the case is accidental death." "But Simon was going to post those horrible things about us," I say. Robin says, "It's serious to you kids, but it's only gossip. The best thing you can do is not talk about the case. Just tell the police and the people at school you can't talk without your lawyer there." She asks if I'm friendly with the other kids who are in detention, and I say not really. Then, my mom tells her Nate McCauley has been to the house 3 times. She and Dad had a lot to say about that last night. Robin asks me how I feel about Nate. I have no idea. "I hadn't talked to him in years until last week," I say. "I guess it helps to talk to people in the same weird situation." "I see," Robin says. "But you must keep away from Nate and the other two. And that means no cell phone or email contact either." Later at school, everything is weirdly normal, except that I'm looking for Nate. When I find him, we stand in a corner under some stairs, and I apologize about my father sending him away last night. He laughs. "Yeah, he won't want me around. I'm the scapegoat, the one whose house it's okay to search." I look at him nervously. He laughs again. "There were no drugs to find. I guess you have a lawyer now, and you're not supposed to talk to me, right?" "Yes," I say, "but I want to talk to you." I'm getting out my phone to put his number in it when I remember what Robin said. I go red when Nate laughs. "Yeah, giving each other our numbers isn't a great idea," he says. "But I could give you this." And he pulls a cheap little phone out of his backpack. "I have a few of these. This one's new. Nobody is going to call it. But I have the number. I'll call you. You can answer or not." He walks off up the stairs. I know I should throw the phone away. But instead, I put it in my backpack.
Cooper, 11 a.m. It's better being at school than staying at home listening to Pop shouting about how useless the police are. He didn't ask me if it was true that I'd taken drugs to improve my game. Jake and Addie are walking around looking as if they want to kill each other. Bronwyn tries to smile but can't. I don't see Nate. Then Jake punches TJ in the face, and it takes both Luis and me to stop him doing it again. "You asshole!" Jake shouts at TJ. TJ walks off without trying to punch Jake back. Of course. TF in the unpublished post by Simon is TJ Forrester. Soon, everyone is talking about Jake punching TJ instead of about Simon. They soon work out what's happened and start harassing Addie. In the cafeteria at lunchtime, Vanessa, who's always been the most horrible girl in our group, won't talk to her. All Keely wants to talk about is Vanessa's Halloween party. She's taken my phone to show Vanessa a photo we took of a woman in a great dress when it rings. I take it from her and send it to voicemail and hear Vanessa's voice say, "Ooh, Cooper, who's Chris? Should Keely be jealous?" "He's just someone from baseball," I say. "Chris with a K is a guy?" says Vanessa. "He's German," I say. "Stop talking." I'm going home when Coach Ruffalo gives me some papers. "I've made a list of the offers I have from all the colleges I've contacted, so you can think about them." "Thank you, sir," I say, wondering what the colleges will do if they find out about the things on Simon's app.
Nate, 11:50 p.m. I call all the people I sell drugs for and tell them I'm not going to be doing anything for a while. Then I call Bronwyn. "It's late," she says. "Were you asleep?"
"No, I can't sleep."
And then we talk. About me being on probation and about her cheating. About how difficult families are and about being at school together when we were kids. A text comes from Amber saying, "Are you up?" But I don't answer it.
"Your mom said you liked me at junior high," says Bronwyn.
I think about Bronwyn's shiny hair and bright face, the same now as then. Maybe I did. I don't remember, I say, lying. Bronwyn is quiet for a minute, then she says, "I should go and try to sleep."
"Yeah, me too.
Well, bye. And Nate?" she says quickly.
"I liked you then. Just thought I'd say."
After she's gone, I pick up my phone and reply to Amber's text. "Come over." That's the kind of guy I am, Bronwyn.
Addie, Wednesday, 7:50 a.m. Ashton is staying with Mom and me at the moment, and she makes me go to school. My mother thinks I've ruined all our lives, so it doesn't matter what I do anymore. Jake still won't talk to me, and I miss him so much. I sent him lots of texts, but he's never replied. He stopped being my friend on all our social media sites. Who am I if I'm not Jake's girlfriend? Ashton pulls me out of bed and pushes me toward the shower. "Don't let that control freak make you miserable," she says, as I get out of the car at school. "I did cheat on him, Ash," I say. But she looks cross. She never liked him. I see my face in a window and think I look awful. Except my hair. My hair still looks great. The only person who looks worse than me is Janae. She's lost weight since Simon died, and she looks like she cries in the bathroom as much as I do. I see Jake at his locker. For a minute, I think that everything is going to be okay. Then, he looks at me with so much hate that I step backward. "Don't cry. Don't cry." Everyone's staring, and I hear Vanessa laughing as I walk, not run, to the nearest bathroom. I sit on a toilet seat and cry until I can't cry anymore. Then I decide to go home. I meet TJ on the stairs. He's got a black eye, and his nose looks bad. "Hi, Addie," he says. "I'm sorry this is so bad for you. I didn't tell Jake, you know." "How did did Simon find out? We were kissing on a public beach before you came back to my place. Maybe someone saw us. He touches his nose. I'm going to see the doctor. Where are you going?
I'm going home. Everybody hates me.
TJ grins and says, if they're still being assholes tomorrow, sit with me. Let's give them something to talk about. He almost makes me smile.